Welcome to Dolly Shares, a show where Dolly Howard shares her experiences, thoughts, and emotions as only Dolly can. This is a pre-recorded presentation.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. You are listening to Dolly Shares, coming to you from Dolly World. And I'm Dolly Howard. Nancy Hopkins is the producer. I am recording this to be played for the first time live. No, pre-recorded. Wednesday, July 29, 2020. Boy, I got a little confused there. First, I need to read the angel card because I don't want to forget it. That's really important to the angels that I read you these cards. That's how they tell you the messages they want me to tell you. Okay. So they had me draw the card Archangel Raziel, Soul's Divine Blueprint. Archangel Raziel is the keeper of ancient knowledge and the secret to your soul's divine blueprint. Wait a minute, I have to make sure I turn up the volume. Hold on. Whoa, okay, that's up. So, secret. Let me read this from the beginning. Okay. Archangel Raziel is the keeper of ancient knowledge and the secret to your soul's divine blueprint. And Raziel says, "Dear one, please know in this moment, everything you need is already inside of you, waiting to be remembered. It is stored in your DNA. As you remember and begin to hold more light in your physical body, more cells awaken to hold even more information and ancient knowledge." That's so, so perfect for today. Raziel is here to help you in this remembering. Close your eyes and Raziel will take you to a beautiful large library. And there in this ancient library is your soul's divine blueprint book. Raziel takes you to your book and there they open its pages and your heart is shown one page. This page is recorded on your heart and your heart holds it to transfer to all of your cells. Raziel will bring you back to your current location. Give thanks to Raziel for this newfound awareness in your life and your soul's divine blueprint. Thank you, Archangel Raziel, and all the other angels for loving us, for watching over us, and for answering everything we ask. Thank you. Okay, let's put that file to bed. Put it over in the file cabinet of my computer. No, don't save this. I made changes I don't want saved. Alrighty! Late last night, we had some sad news on the family message. We always have a text place open where we, two daughters, my son and I, talk to each other. We text. Well, we got a text from Sherry, my youngest, that they had to put their dog, Chance, down last night. I guess his red cells or his white cells were eating up the other one, and he was in bad shape, and it happened within 3 days. So they were really sad because they had to put him down. He was 13 years old. It was a sad night. I, of course, called her immediately and talked to her and basically just listened to her cry. And I cried with her. It's hard to lose a family pet. But they have good memories from him. So my other daughter, Annette, said that as soon as she got the word, she thought of Chance running around with two other dogs we had when they were little kids, Whisper and Sparkle. She saw Chance running around playing with them. That was a happy thought. Russell was liking that too. So, had a little bit of sadness, but yet happiness at the same time. Sad for us, because we'll miss him. Good for him, because he's not in pain anymore, and he's out playing, having a good old time. I wanted to share with you my story about the drugs. I've been trying to share it a couple times, but it just didn't happen. I went to the doctor. We went to the doctor last Thursday. And the doctor was a little bit upset about my cholesterol levels. He stood up and he looked at me. He turned to me and got down by my face and he says, "Your cholesterol levels are off the charts. Way out of control." And Annette said, "Well, you know, you told her she could eat anything she wanted to eat." And he sat down. He put his head down. He said, "Well, yes, I did." And Annette says, "And she is." I said, "Well, yeah, you said I could, so I am." He said, he talked to me for a while, and we agreed that I would try a drug called Repatha. R-E-P-A-T-H-A. And he knows it's very, very expensive. And he was going to have to go through a bunch of gyrations, documentation, and all that to get it approved for me through my insurance company. I have well care. And before I got home even, and he said he's going to send the script to the pharmacy. So the pharmacy is going to reject it, and then he's going to go through whatever they need to do to get me approved through my insurance company. And before we even got home, I got a text from the pharmacy saying that they denied it. Well, we knew this, and so I didn't panic or anything. Because I asked him, "Well, what do I have to do about it?" He said, "Nothing, I'll take care of that." Well, okay, he took care of that part. But then, he got it approved, but then I found out from the pharmacy, because they called me as soon as they found out what the price, my price would be, $250 a month. Well, Annette is on it, and she managed to get this card from Repatha, that a $5 card, so she can get her Repatha every month for $5 because she qualified for the card. So I went on their site and I got a phone number, talked with a lady, and she said, "Well, we can't approve you because you have a Part D in the Medicare stuff, Medicaid, Medicare." So she said, "I'm going to transfer you to this other number, and they'll have to approve you, and if they do, then you're approved for all medicines that you take scripts that are that you have copays on. I said, oh, cool. So where? What was that? That was Social Security. I documented all these people that I called. Yes. So she sent me to Social Security, their extra help for Part D script copays. So I talked to a lady there. Now, the first lady I talked to was really nice. The Social Security lady was a real bitch. She acted like I was trying to get something that I shouldn't, I'm not entitled to, I don't deserve, and I'm a lowlife, and I shouldn't even have bothered her. Well, she went ahead and looked up all the information. She said, you make too much money. And the first time she told me that, she said, you make $100 too much. Because I get Social Security widow's benefit. That's what I earn every month. And that's the only income I have. So I was telling Annette, she says I make $100 too much. And then the woman says, well, in fact, you make $200 too much. I said, so you're telling me that you won't approve me for this help plan. No, you don't get it. You make $200 too much. So I said, thank you very much. Goodbye. So then I tried calling Florida Medicaid. I found this number on the internet. I tried calling them. Well, back to the $200 too much. The copay was $250. I make $200 too much, so it's just incredible, people. I called Florida Medicaid. They had a recording at that phone number. It answered with the automatic thing. So it really wasn't helpful at all. It told you to look up a place where you could go talk to people in person and basically let me know I wouldn't be able to get it through them either. So I have a couple places left to call, Single Care and GoodRx. I'm telling you all this because I want you to know, if you're a senior like me, or if you're poor and you need some help, assistance, and you find out you're running up against brick walls, you're not the only one. You're not the only one. Trump has said many times that he is working on the pharmaceutical companies and manufacturers. He wants them all made here in the U.S. He's trying to get all the drugs needed to make prescription drugs made in the U.S. so we are not needing to get supplies out of our country. If we live long enough, y'all, we older seniors, we might see a day where we can get a medicine that we can afford and that will help us to live longer. Please don't get so discouraged thinking it's just happening to you, because it's happening to a lot of other people. But do try. Take the steps you need to. Try to get like a $5 card. Swallow your pride and do it. Just swallow your pride and do it. You're not the only one out there that needs help. I need the help. So anyway, I called my doctor's office back, and she had told me, the doctor's office staff, she told me, call me back if you can't get it, and we'll try to work out something else. So, see, you can work around it. There's got to be a way for you to work around it. Just breathe deep and go after it. Fight for your life. Fight for your rights. I am. And I'll let you know the end of this story whenever I get to it. So I wanted to try to encourage you in this drug fight that we all have, well, we seniors seem to have, and those people who don't make much money. People's are out of work. They're forcing this lockdown. People are losing their jobs, are losing their companies. They don't have, they're losing their medical benefits, if they have them in the first place. And the drug companies are charged, the full price of Repatha is $520 a month. So the drug companies are out of control. The drug companies are just out of control, like the doctor told me my cholesterol levels were. But he's the one who told me I could eat anything I want, especially at this stage. Just I wish you could have seen his face. Oh, yeah, I did tell her that, didn't I? He said, well, I mean it, because at this stage she can. She may as well be happy. So, don't give up, y'all. Don't give up. Just look for a different way. Well, with everything in your life, if you come up against something that you really need, if it's just a want, well, maybe you can hold off on your want. But if it's a need, you fight for it. Fight for it and pray about it and talk to your angels. I just started this process yesterday, so I'm going to continue it today after I get this done, but I promised Nancy I'd get this done. So, let's move on to another thought I had. I don't know if any of you have seen the video on it's YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or any other of the social medias, but it's about a bunch of doctors, and they are disputing what old Fauci dude says. They're saying it's a virus. I think they said it's a virus. There is no need for this 6 feet thing. There's no need for lockdown. There's no need for closing of schools. The kids need to go to school. People need to get out of their houses. People need, who still have companies, need to be able to get them open. The people need to go and work there and get their income coming in, their finance or their benefits coming in. And they even said, one of them said, Fauci has never treated one crappy disease with the name that starts with C and ends with a 9. He's never treated one case. Not one case, y'all. And he's in charge of the country, closing it down. Oh, I'm kind of ticked at Trump about that. You know I'm a Trump lover, but I'm really ticked at Trump for allowing that to happen. I know in my mind there is a reason, there is a darn good reason, but they didn't share it with me. So I'm ticked about it. I mean, I'm really ticked, but yet I'm not ticked. I'm trying to be patient. I'm trying. But you can see how I waver between getting way highly upset about it and frustrated, but then I calm my butt down and tell my butt me, all of me, not just my butt, I tell, settle yourself down. Things are happening the way they're supposed to happen. Trump and the white hats are going to get this stuff taken care of. And we aren't going to be suppressed like we have been. So I have to keep reminding myself. But I do. Okay, I wanted to share that with you. Just because that's what I was thinking. Have any of you been paying attention to the clones that are out there these days? Like Trump, he has at least three that I know of, that I see. There, he has the one with the blondish hair that is close to Trump's beautiful white hair, and then he's got the one that is like a tannish, light tannish color. And then I noticed the redhead is back. I wonder if when we see these different clones, I'm wondering if that is a signal to the white hats about a message to them. I don't know what it would be, but a message to them. This guy's talking, so we need to do this. That guy's talking, so this is what happened. Things like that. I was wondering if maybe that's what's going on with the different colored hairs of clones. I don't. And then he's got these three clones that I know of. I have seen. I don't know them personally. I have just noticed on TV. I've seen them. That's I don't have absolute positive proof that they're a clone versus a lookalike versus whatever else is out there that we don't know about. But I wonder how do they each know what the other one has said? I mean, because it seems like they don't have enough time to get together between one meeting and another meeting, but yeah, they're different clones that go to a different meeting, and they say things or they hear things. How do they communicate what they have talked about and heard and participated in and seen? How do they communicate this with the four of them? Because Trump's got to be in there too, so you got four of them. Four Trumps running around. I don't call the clones Trump. I call them not Trumps. I think I've settled on not Trump. So, I'm wondering, how do these clones communicate? It's really a quandary to me. And then I've been noticing more people clones. We all know Pence is a clone. Well, I guess we don't all know that. A lot of people. Let me say it this way, because I used to tell the kids, not everyone has that type of genes. You don't, for one. You're not gonna. But anyway, a lot of us know Mike Pence is a clone. And I like his clone part. And Joe Biden's a clone. A lot of us know that, because I think with Joe Biden, I think they did it too fast with him. according to information I've picked up from different sources on the internet, when you see Biden in his basement, interviewed, or whenever you see him in his basement, he is sitting in front of bookshelves with books on it. That indicates, when you see people like in front of bookshelves with books on them, that means they've been booked. They've been arrested and booked. So we knew he was arrested and booked all those times. All the time. That's why he's spending so much time in his basement. But then they came out with this clone. And so from 1 second to the next that you see him, I mean one time to the next time, he's the bumbling Joe Biden that has dementia. Then the next time I saw him, he talked in sentences. His eyes were different. The real Biden had the eyes that were so black it looked like holes. And that, to me, is a sign a pedophile, satanistic being. So when you see the clone, his eyes are much better. His skin is much better. He talks in sentences. And he's getting better at talking. They had him stumbling around. At first, he still stumbles around once in a while so that he can pretend that he's the real deal. But he's definitely a clone. I mean, you can tell if you pay attention. And Nancy Pelosi, boy, that's a story. I'd like to know what it is. 1 minute she looks like hell, like she's death, walking death, and then the next minute you see her clone. What are they doing with her? Biden, I can see. I know I've read on. Oh, there's that thing. Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter. Lost it. Just a minute. I gotta go back. Facebook, Google, /YouTube, Twitter. Censor viral video of doctors, Capitol Hill coronavirus press conference. That's what I was telling you about earlier, where they were naysaying, oh, what's his doodle? The F name. Fauci. So they're talking about it on TV. But anyway, Pelosi. I don't know about Pelosi. I think they're keeping her alive. But I've seen several places where they say Biden he's been assassinated, dead. But I have no proof. I want to see proof. Not just words. I want to see proof. Like when I see Pelosi, I know that the real one is still around because they put her on TV every once in a while. And I know she has a clone because you can't help but know that when you see the clone. Same way Chuck Schumer. Now, I have not seen the real Schumer. I've only seen his clone lately. So that's interesting. Where's Chuck Schumer? The same way with Mitch McConnell. Now, I was shocked about Mitch McConnell. I thought he was a good guy. But I've seen his clone lately. I haven't seen the real him. I've seen his clone. Now, Maxine Waters. I haven't seen her around lately, but when I did the last time, it was a clone. Very definitely a clone. Looked younger, looked thinner, but still not very good looking. Kamala Harris. Those of you who think like me, You can recognize Kamala Harris has been removed and replaced with a clone. I haven't seen the real Kamala, but I've seen the clone lately. And another one that shocked me. Well, Kamala Harris didn't shock me. She needed replaced. So does the group in Congress, those women, to be nice. I will call them women. The group, I forgot what. But they all need to be replaced. The one needs to be sent back where she came from. They all hate America. I'm pretty sure they're going to get replaced. Eventually. The one that really shocked me was Boris Johnson. I thought he was a good guy. And then when I've seen him the last, three times, maybe four times, he was a clone, or a lookalike. I was surprised about that. What do y'all think of? Have you seen it? And Prince Charles, I've heard that the royalty has been removed from being royalty. I don't know. I think I've heard that Queenie Pooh has had clones, several clones for quite a while. But I haven't seen him in public, except for Prince Charles, and he wasn't looking so good. He was looking bad. But then I saw him another time after that, and it wasn't him. So I know there's a clone of Charlie Pooh walking around, but you don't see him. I haven't seen him in a while. And then, when I was reading one of the lists of people who have been executed and arrested and all that, you know those lists that are going around that I'm talking about. Well, anyway, I saw on one of them, Dianne Feinstein was shipped off to China. I was so tickled by that. She so deserves to be sent to China. She's that woman, Congress person that was the worst one after trying to keep the judge from becoming a judge. Oh, now how could I forget his name already? Well, anyway. She was encouraging the woman who lied about him having raped her back in the 15th century or whenever it was. She was encouraging that woman to testify against him. I might think of it later, and I'll say the name of that judge. I can see him clear as day in my vision. And the name is kind of sort of there, but it's in white letters that I can't read in my mind. I'll think of him. So, I've been thinking about that stuff. I got nothing better to do, you know, but think about weird stuff. And then make it even weirder because I question it in different ways. Last night, before I heard about Chance, bless his soul. Yes, I believe animals have souls. Chance was wonderful. He was such a good doggy. Oh, but I was thinking, JFK Jr. is hoped for many times. Oh my gosh, you guys. Chicago deputy police chief dies by apparent suicide. I'm reading this right now on OAN, and I'm seeing a string of traffic of cop cars and ambulances going down the road in a procession. Oh my gosh, I got goosebumps all over my body. What they are doing to our police really sucks, y'all. Oh, dear God, please bless his soul. Be with his family and friends. That Lightfoot, or whatever her name is, needs to be taken out. She's just pure evil. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, I don't mean to fall apart in front of you. Oh, my gosh. He doesn't deserve that. To be put in a position where he's so depressed that he shot himself. That's just... Why is this stuff being allowed to happen? Why? Why are these governors and mayors and city councils being allowed to say, no, we're going to take the police's money away and they can't have any protections? Just go out on the street and get killed. That's what we want them to do. We don't even want them in the streets. But if they're going to be there, then they need to be. Oh, oh dear, please. Please make this stuff stop. Okay, I got to get control of myself here. Okay, I think I'm under control. There's more police than just that chief. There are lots of police committing suicide these days because of these because of these assholes. This is an adult show. If you take offense at my slip with the F word, put your big pants on. I'm sorry, but if you can't handle it, I'm sorry if you can't handle it. Just don't listen. I'm really upset right now, and I'm going to do my best to not slip and say that word again. But as a warning, it might slip out. Angels, please help me not to say that word again. Thank you. So, I was wondering about John Jr. and those of us who are in this different... plane of thought than others who want to believe that he's alive yet. I say he's alive. In my world, in Dolly world, John is alive. But so I was wondering, Trump's up there, he's my age, and he's gotta be frickin' exhausted. I wonder, when they expose John, I wonder if he's gonna take the reins, and if he will be doing most of the stuff with Trump at his side. I wonder how that's gonna work. It seems kind of exciting in my world. I want to live long enough to see all this come to fruition, you guys. I really do. It's so exciting right now because things are happening. People are getting arrested, like, for instance, Oprah and Ellen and Tom Hanks and his wife, who I read in one of those lists, have been executed, or not Oprah and Ellen, just Hanks and his wife. It's exciting days to me watching evil come to meet their maker, so to say. Actually, that's what they're doing. But to me, it's exciting. Yet at the same time, I get myself into this. Oh, I want it to happen now. And then I say, oh, but it can't happen now. So it's exciting to me. I really like to see this stuff come to fruition. I would like to see Fauci go down for all the people he's been responsible for dying, for them getting depressed and killing themselves because they're made to stay in lockdown crap. And so enough of that. I have noticed that more and more people are not wearing masks. Right now I'm seeing on TV, Pence is at a school in North Carolina to discuss safe openings. And the director of the education thing, that woman, but she's a federal type person, they're sitting in front of this classroom and they don't have masks on. The kids do. I think it's kids. I'd have to see the audience again. Maybe it's adults sitting there. But the one lady, oh no, it's kids. Oh, there's one without a mask. There's one with a mask. Another one without. Another one without. These are the kids I'm talking about. I only see one with a mask on right now. But I'm seeing, oh no, that kid has a mask. He just turned his head. So two with mask and two without. But I'm seeing more and more adults without masks. So hopefully, and leaving their houses. So hopefully we're getting through this stuff and we're telling the people who, the bad ones who are trying to keep us down and in, no, we're over it. We're over your lies. We're not playing your game anymore. No. That's a way they have power over us. Keep us in our houses. Keep us masked. Masks. Forcing people to wear masks is a power for the people doing the forcing. That's their way of power over the masses, the peoples. So, I know Annette makes me wear one if, like when I went to the doctor, of course the doctor's office says you have to wear one, but when I go outside of the car, if she lets me outside the car, she makes me wear the mask that somebody gave us. Oh, the dentist. Not the dentist, the guy who works on my eyes. Optometrist. He makes you wear a mask. See, my mind is just lately. Not lately, it's been happening gradually. But the thing about that is, I used to take care of people with Alzheimer's and dementia, and I can see this happening to me, and it pisses me off. But, well, it did to start with, but now I'm getting to a point where I forget so much stuff that I don't even know I'm forgetting. I used to think of my patients, I think, oh, do they get upset about it? Do they know that they have told me this 500 times? Some of them did, some of them didn't. Some of them would be cognizant that they were being more and more forgetful. Others, they didn't. They didn't have a clue. And of course I'd sit and listen to their stories as many times as they wanted to tell me, because I love them. I loved every one of my patients. Well, I can't say that. There were a couple I didn't really love, so I didn't go back there. Being a home health care person, CNA, I didn't have to go back to anyone I didn't want to. It was my choice. I was an independent contractor. But so I'm sitting here watching myself do what my patients did. But I'm to the point where it's okay. I'm okay. I'm doing the best I can every day. And Annette's very patient with me. She's a good daughter, good caregiver. Oh, hey, the VP just put his mask back on, and so did that lady. I wonder why. They're leaving the room and they're putting their masks back on? See, this stuff is such a farce. What was that? I forgot. We got a new cleaning lady. I'm all excited about that. I got so much excitement in my life lately. I really do. We got Wren. It's short for Lauren. We got Wren as a cleaning lady through her husband who takes care of our lawn. Oh, he's so good. The other little guy we had for the lawn guy, he just came in on his stand-up mower thing and ran it real fast around the yard, and then he was gone. TJ takes his time, and he cleans up the grass stuff that he mows and goes along the driveway with that machine that makes it look real sharp and clean. And he takes care of weeds and things like that. So we hired TJ to take care of the yard because Annette found him and wanted more done than just mowing. And they even planted seed in the yard in the places it needed it. And then they went over the whole yard. Boy, our yard's looking good, y'all. Looking really good. And so we met TJ and his father-in-law, Wren's father. And his name is William. And William loves to come over here and do little things like he just nailed in the mop board. A little section of mop board came loose and he nailed that in for us. He put a clothes hanger up in Annette's closet today. He made it sturdy so it doesn't fall down. Nailed it in and glued it in and all that sort of stuff. He does good work. And he also worked in my bathroom, Gorilla glued one of the face plates on the cabinet, and he does things like that for us. And when it's a big project, TJ and William work together. So we've adopted their family. And Annette and Wren have been texting and talking with each other on the phone for a few months now. Well, Wren came over a couple days and a couple times yesterday. She loves our house. She loves the colors we have and the pictures that we have. We have two elephants sitting in a tub, and they're all bright and beautiful colors. And we have a panda bear sitting looking really cute with his head cocked, and he's all bright and in bright colors. And we have pictures of flowers, and in the dining room is flowers, and a llama with flowers around his neck and head to tie it in with the living room, where we have animal pictures. And Wren just, she loves our house colors and pictures and everything. Well, I do too. We're decorating the way that we like it, so I love my house. The angels provided it. I'm pretty sure I told you that story about the angels. I'm so glad the angels love me and help me And they live here with me, and they come and go as they please here in the house. I am so blessed. I am just so blessed, Joel. I need a drink, hold on. My mouth was dry. Oh, so I'm telling you about Wren. She and Annette are friends now. And Wren was saying to Annette yesterday, the first time she was here, I don't have any friends. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, Annette doesn't have any either, except for on the phone and the internet. I'm talking about personal friends that can sit and drink coffee and talk and laugh and cry together. Well, Wren and Annette are now friends that can do that. And it just grew into that relationship. And when Wren was saying, I'm so glad that we have a friendship, and because I don't have any friends around here. And Annette never made any here in Palm Bay. So, I was so relieved. I thanked God. I thank Him every time I think about it. Thank you, God, dear friends. I feel so much better that she has a friend that she can count on, rely on, talk to, share with. But when Wren said that she's so glad they're friends because she didn't have any friends here, that, I mean, I just had a couple tears go down my cheeks that I didn't want anybody to see, because I'm so glad the angels brought them together to be friends and have each other to count on. That seems to have gone away since internet. It seems like people are friends over the internet, and they don't meet in person as much as we used to. When we had friends before, we had friends that we saw each other. We went to restaurants, we were at each other's houses. I mean, we were together as friends. But nowadays, it seems to be more over the internet. Friends over the internet. And all over the country, which is wonderful. I love that the world is open to us. My friend from Australia that we met in a Yahoo, in a game room on the internet, we had raised our kids over the internet in the game room, and from Australia, and the other one is from North Carolina. Well, we all got together a couple of years ago at our house, and we did fun things, went to Casadega, Florida, supposed to be haunted, and they spent a week here. It was wonderful. Mary's coming back from Australia, my Aussie friend from Australia. She's coming for the election and for Thanksgiving. She wants to experience a USA Thanksgiving. So she said, when I come for the election, I'm staying for Thanksgiving. I want to experience that Thanksgiving at your house. I said, okay. So she's going to be here for at least a month. And we met over the internet. So, isn't it wonderful? Just wonderful. But, she came back a second time. Because she loves the paint in our house so much that she has one of our colors already. Coincidentally, the one in the living room. And then she wanted the gray to offset the vibrant color. And she was telling Annette that, so Annette says, well, we have some in the garage. Come and get it. And Ren says, well, I'll pay you for it. I'll pay you for it. And I said, no, you're not going to pay us for it. It's been sitting there. Come and get it. So she came and got it, and she had the house painted early afternoon after she picked it up. Well, the room that she wanted and the wall that she wanted the gray on. So they're going to be fabulous friends. And I don't have to worry about Annette being alone after I go home. I can just say, when they come to get me, I can say, I am so ready. And I don't need to worry about my Annette, because she'll have Ren there to get her through it. And for a friend for life. And I'm so happy about that. See how the angels work in our lives? I mean, they brought us to this house. They brought the people in our lives that are in our lives that help us. I don't think I could live without the angels to help me. I thank God for that too. And we need to be praying, or if you don't pray, meditate, or do whatever you do. Think about something, however you do it. We need to be doing it more and more. Do it every time you think about it. For the white hats. Send out good thoughts, strength, peace in all this battles that they're doing. Give them encouragements. Ask for protection for them. Do things to help them fight this battle they're fighting. It's a spiritual battle as well as a physical battle, right? It's a big spiritual battle. The physical has to come along in order to do the spiritual stuff that needs done. So please, please, meditate, or think about it, or talk about it, or do whatever you do to communicate with that side, with the spiritual side of life. And that's how you can help the people and those fighting for us and with us. Our thoughts are important. Remember, at one point I told you words are living, they are alive. Remember that when you're sending out the good thoughts for them, the help for them. Words are living. You don't want to end up eating some nasty words. I don't want to end up eating nasty words. And I do that often. Not as often as I used to. I've mellowed out a lot. But I try to think good thoughts and not say the naughty words when I get really excited. But they do slip out. God, I am not perfect. I don't even try to be perfect. I try to be good. I don't want to stress myself out trying to be perfect. Oh, well, I think I've rattled on enough. I'm going to call it a day. And I think about you all out there. And I pray for you all, whether you like it or not. So, I'll be talking with you the next time I talk to you. And so, for today, for now, from Dolly World.
You have been listening to Dolly Shares with Dolly Howard. Thank you for listening.